You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for a quick plug, makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and I'm pleased to have with me Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman. They really need no introduction, but in case you're new to the movement, these are three of the leaders in our movement, and you would put them all in the top five. Let me put it that way. If we were ranking like we do national football teams, they'd be in the top five, probably one, two, and three. Anyway, the first hour was riveting. We brought the spiritual realm in to what we're doing, and ultimately it's going to be the spiritual realm that decides this battle. We don't have the physical means as a population. And I get these bravo men, you know, hey, Mullen lobby, and I got the gun, and when they come, I'll shoot all the blue helmets. That's good. You'll last about 10 seconds. Because we, the people, can stand up for ourselves. Ultimately, we need the military to stand with us. Anyway, before we rejoin our guests, just wanted to mention one of my favorite guys, Ronnie McMullen. What a great interview this guy is. Ronnie sponsors GetTheTea.com. Great health drink. Be careful. Don't drink too much the first time because it will make you lose weight by cleaning you out. Now, it's not an uncomfortable feeling, but it just lets you know, hey, we're cleaning out your organs. It's great, great stuff, and I got an ad for it up on thecommonsenseshow.com. But the website, and you can see all everything that's there that Ronnie is bringing people, which are terrific. GetTheTea.com. Also, again, you know, we talked about Renaissance Precious Metals. Wanted to mention it real quickly again. You know, you don't have a lot of time, and you may be out of time, but if you're not out of time tomorrow, give Steve a call. If we're still functioning tomorrow, give Steve a call, because when the banks close, they've already determined you're last in line, Mr. and Mrs. America. The credit swap derivatives crowd went right to the front of the line in 2014. You need to get your money the hell out of the bank, and you need to only leave enough in there to go month to month. And how do you do that? Well, if you start pulling cash out, you're going to prison. They're going to come and arrest you for violation of all kinds of banking laws. So the best way to do it, convert your stupid, worthless cash, your Federal Reserve trash, to precious metals, gold and silver. I'm a happy customer of Renaissance Precious Metals, Steve Quayle. Give Steve a call tomorrow before it's too late. And God, I hope it's not. 406-586-4842. Again, Steve's number, Renaissance Precious Metals, 406-586-4842. And Doug, I wanted to throw this to you for a second here. You've written a really terrific book, and the sales seem to be really good, and I had a third party tell me that, and I'm pleased to be advertising your book on my site. Would you tell everyone just briefly about the book and how they can get a copy?
Yeah, briefly, Dave, because I this does have some overlap into the satanic realm of Hillary Clinton. Look, my uncle was murdered in 82. I picked up the investigation as a private investigator in 1987, 5 years unsolved despite an abundance of forensic evidence. And as I investigated that murder, he was a homosexual. That opened up a whole world to me of satanic ritual abuse. The Russ Dizdar stuff, and those people who don't know Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. And that was my indoctrination, baptism by fire, or blood, if you will, into that realm. And I had no idea 30 years ago what I was getting myself into. Now I do. And I'll just say this, everything that I found out back then about the Satanism, what I saw, what I personally viewed back then, is now being shown to the American public. It's ugly. However, the book itself is tame relative to what we're seeing right now in terms of, you know, it's not graphic. It's written with, you know, I'm very careful not to offend any Christians reading the book, of course, with offensive language or graphic stuff. So bottom line is it does give insight into what we're seeing today. And I guess it inadvertently, or I inadvertently confirmed, if you will, the satanic element that guides the powers, the halls, the dark halls of the halls of power in the highest levels of the state, local, and federal government. So thank you for that. Available on Amazon.com as well as StainedByBlood.com. But David, thank you so much for not only hosting the advertising, but also for allowing me to mention it.
Oh, no, it's my privilege and pleasure. And when the lights go down and the internet's off, people are going to be doing a lot of reading. Yep. Very quickly, before we go to Joe, I would be remiss if I didn't say this. You know, I have a real good relationship with Numana Foods. And folks, if they pull the grid, if there's a cyber attack and they blame the Russians, which is one of my scenarios for a false flag, nothing's going to be moving. You better have your food and water in place. Numana.com/Hodges is the place to go. And right now we have a 5% sale. In other words, Common Sense Show listeners, you make your order. If the code is HodgesNOV5, you'll get 5% off. HodgesNOV5, Numana.com/Hodges. Well, Joe, you heard Steve briefly and Doug briefly before the break, and you heard my description of what could be going on inside of Ohio, and I believe it is. What are you getting in terms of post-election preparation, and what's your reaction to it?
Well, there's a number of things I've seen. I've seen messages on internet forums, comments on internet sections. I haven't talked to individual sources inside the government about this. I know my father has. But, I've seen things from everything from Hillary Clinton's, inaugurational stage stuff being booked and firework display in New York City on Election Day, apparently. Now, this is all speculation, so this is not verified, but there's a number of different things. Now, as far as the extending from Election Day, if legal matters, intervene, I'd say, that some people already are saying that there is, election fraud out there. There's speculation about Hillary Clinton meeting with Brenda Spears, I think it is, from Broward County. And we know Florida is a big election state, and for Donald Trump, he needs that state pretty much if he's not going to get a lot of these, what they already call, Democrat locked-in states. He's going to need Florida. And, to see the allegations of voter fraud come out of there already, it's very interesting. I think you're going to see a big legal battle if Donald Trump wins. If he loses, the way he's been talking about the system being rigged, and we've even seen emails, the WikiLeaks emails come out to show people from the Clinton camp saying, yes, it's rigged. We know Clinton made a deal with Bernie Sanders during the primary, and some are saying it's a non-aggression deal. But it's in the WikiLeaks that they did have some sort of agreement.
That turned out to be a blackmail arrangement. It just came out today in the analysis of one of the 52,461 emails. There was a passage there where they identified this through Ravi Mook, the campaign manager, as a blackmail scenario against Bernie Sanders. They turned an agreement into a blackmail situation.
Yeah, and there's been a number of stories on HagmanReport.com over the last 5 days. I think we put at least three up there about this, the chain of events that led to the discovery of this email and, what it means for the Bernie Sanders campaign. We also know he bought a summer home in Vermont right after he was eliminated from the primary process. And we know Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the DNC, had to step down after that primary due to what has been coming out in those emails. And all the collusion between the media and Hillary Clinton, I mean, it's really it's endless possibilities, I think, for what can actually happen after the election, regardless of who wins.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You're right. When you sit down and start mapping out the scenarios, it's easy to go off in 1,000 different directions. Doug,
let me just ask you, and because I know you're old enough, and Steve, I know you're definitely. I know Steve definitely. I know you're old enough. Remember remember during the Iran hostage crisis that gave birth to Nightline. America held hostage day one, and America held hostage day two, and so on. The headline, you know, at night, the program. I do believe, beginning perhaps on the 9th, maybe the 10th, we're going to see America in crisis day one, day two, mirroring the Nightline hostage crisis, but this is going to be the constitutional crisis, which kind of plays off of what Joe said. And although I'm kind of making some light of it, those people who are old enough to remember this in real time back in 1979, I think that's what we're going to be seeing.
Well, hey, Dave, I want to stick now to everything I'm getting through, you know. Again, I make this statement. I can't know, and for the record, again, I just want to make this statement. I don't know everything. I never said I do. I can only know the things I know because someone believes I'll be faithful to say what I say. So I'm not a know-it-all, although I basically have written on a lot of stuff that has been based on the Word of God. Now, let me read this coming in from Arizona today. A day ago, I noticed some Apache helicopters flying in formation by the Boeing plant where they are made in Arizona. Later that night, I saw my neighbor who happens to work on them there at Boeing and asked him about the formation. He said, they're preparing for the election. I said, oh, some sort of celebration flyby? He said, no, war. I was like, war with Russia? He said, no, civil war. Today, I asked him more about it, and I guess him and the others were told that if Trump gets elected, to be prepared for civil unrest. Look, here's something that I think people have got to understand. The communist takeover of all nations always is based on a revolution, okay? There is no quiet communist takeover that hasn't been preceded by a lot of bloodshed. All of the, what is it, $150 million worth of weapons that supposedly WikiLeaks referred to that are in this country. Under the current administration, ladies and gentlemen, 8,000 violent felons have been released from prison. 8,000 is a lot of men, but imagine this, and I can't shake this, Dave, imagine a broad amnesty or a presidential order to release, let's just say this, a half a million Muslims who basically have been learning about jihad and Sharia law in prison, and imagine those being loose. Can I ask you guys, and please, I'm really concerned I'm not communicating tonight. I'm really concerned that way. Do you think the Christians, Doug, Dave, or Joe, get it that the plan is to wipe out every man, woman, and child who are Christians based on the same slaughter, okay, that Haman had set up when he got the king to issue his decrees, in which we get the famous statement, Queen Esther, you know, you're prepared for such a time like this. There's never been a time like this. People can argue and say, oh, the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled. Really? Or they can say there's no thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. That's not true. So the point is that I just got an email from a friend of mine who is a Marine. God bless you, my brother. For obvious reasons, no names. God will release the lions unto the wolves who feed on his sheep. The sheepdogs will be transformed into lions and will be called to war. These satanic monsters cannot stand in front of the way of the truth and the light. The warriors of God will win. Jesus has already won the war. Soon the battle of the saints will begin. Now, I know this brother personally, and he said, I am ready for war, probably in double or triple the type size. Now, most people aren't, and that's what they're counting on. They're counting on surprise. And so, and let me make a very simple statement based on history. Those who obtain power by fraud, coercion, murder, death, and bribery never give that power up willfully. Does that make sense, Dave?
No, I've said that too. Yeah.
Yep. So So that which these guys have seized, they're not going quietly into the night. And then let's take on George Soros. I want to give everyone a prayer tonight. I want you to pray imprecatory prayer as if your life depends on it, because it does, against George Soros, and ask the God of heaven to deal with him as he dealt with Herod. He's on record. Soros is claiming he's a god. Well, let me share this. There's a certain point where God says enough, and I'm asking every believer worldwide to pray imprecatory prayer and ask the Lord to remove that man and his fingerprints, because he's claiming he's running the world. Well, he is in a certain sense and in a certain extent, but I'm serious about this. Pray that George Soros will meet Herod's fate. If you don't know what Herod's fate is, go look it up. Basically, the bottom line is the people start hailing him as God. He got his head swollen until he basically, God smote him, and he must have been a heavy set guy. His belly exploded, and all his entrails with all the worms came out. The point that I'm trying to make is this. Who is the Lord God of heaven? Who is the God, the King of Kings? Who is he? Because most people do not have a clue of God's holiness, his righteousness, his power, his historic intervention. There is no fear of God in the land. And so now we're hearing, okay, helicopters going out there. And ladies and gentlemen, they will see to it. The Satanists, the cannibals, and that's what they are. And Doug, I shared this with you. Dave, I don't know when you first became aware of me, or not that it's a big deal, but I think it was Hawk could tell me. It was 23 or 24 years ago, and I said this, and people called me gruesome, blah, blah, blah. Even back then, they were giving me a lot of, you know, static, you know. The bottom line being is that when you saw cannibalism in the headlines, know that the end has come, not the end is near. Do you know, can I say something, Doug? When we saw Joe and Dave, when we saw Christians' bodies chopped up in the meat markets of Syria and being sold, or a little girl with her heart ripped out, or a little baby with the head of an ISIS guy, or his boot on the head of a baby, ripping the baby's head off, you know, by the way, the baby was alive, and nothing is said, nothing is cared. God, I absolutely go, Lord, God, can I please get off this planet? Well, obviously, I'm still here with Dave Hodges on the Common Sense Show, so guess what? I don't think that's a prayer he's answering. Now, there's a lot of people that would like to see me get off the planet permanently at the end of their muzzle, hellfire missile, or, you know, a poison doorknob, but by the grace of God, I'm still here. By the grace of God, so is Doug Hagman. By the grace of God, so is Dave Hodges. By the grace of God, so is Joe Hagman. But I'm telling you, Dave, it's coming in hot and heavy now, and the people are really, really seeing everything being put into position. Remember, who still is the commander-in-chief, or what I call him, the commandeer and thief, and remember who still controls the open fire on him. And so, you know, tonight, I'm telling you, Doug, this is a watershed moment. Dave, thank you for letting me come on with Doug and Joe, because, look, our lives are in the balance, but not just us, our children and grandchildren. That's why Dave Hodges does what he does, writes what he writes. That's why Doug does what he does, writes what he writes. That's why they host their show, the Hagman Report, and you know, the thing that I think is critical for people is to understand, and this is where I fail. Dave, do you ever feel like you failed, Doug, in trying to communicate the seriousness of the hour, you know? And I can say this, I have... Yeah, every day. And I mean, you know, and when I say what's he used, people say, please don't quit. There is a day. Last night I was up at, I think, 3:30 because I forgot about, or 4:30, whatever. And my site had been so attacked, and so hacked that, you know, I was hacked, that my site was attacked. And, you know, I keep going, Lord, how long? And I've even thought of pulling the plug on my own site. And the Lord said to me, and since it's my site and I hear his voice and I believe he speaks to his sheep, you won't have to make that decision, Steve. That decision will be made against you. And like Pastor Langford said, don't go looking for trouble. Trouble's coming looking for you. And when I told the people, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead about vaccines, or they're not coming to take your guns away, they're coming to blow you away, they thought, oh, that's just so critical. I'll tell them I lost my guns in a rowboat accident on the lake. Boom! You know, they can take the guns away from the owners, but they cannot guarantee themselves of finding all the guns. The point is I think we're at this time in history. If you got to bury your gun, you better dig it up, you better clean it up, and you better lock and load, because that's where we're at. And, I can't be more specific. I think, and there are others who think the same, we are on a 72-hour window, probably on the 9th of November, okay, meaning that unless God, but in that day, God, watch what God will do. In that day, he can make everything change in an instant. So tonight, thank you all for praying, but we're there, Dave. We are there. It is really bad. And by the way, just had a 5.1, some sites are saying 5.3, earthquake in Oklahoma. Isn't it interesting? Oklahoma, New Madrid, but also the first place, I think, wasn't it, Dave, where they set up the Temple of Baphomet, the devil.
Yep.
So we're there, brothers and sisters. We're
no,
there.
No kidding. Doug, I'm going to direct this to you and also Joe. When I got that report from Ohio, those three reports, I should say, independent of each other from Ohio, I talked to two of my sources over the next few hours, and they were extremely noncommittal. It's like there's things they'll tell me, and I know you guys have all been through this with your sources that are sensitive, but this was particularly reticent and for both people. And I asked this question that caused the reticence. I said, you told me after Benghazi that there would not be another coup immediately because there wasn't the popular support of the people. Is the support of the people there, and is the military prepared to move against Hillary Clinton? And I had the most evasive two answers I've ever received from these two, and it was real clear that I should not be following up with additional questions. Gentlemen, would you like to respond to that?
Well, just briefly, Dave, I don't think, frankly, I think Americans are too apathetic. Steve mentioned before about Christians. You know, are Christians awake here in the United States? No, they're more awake in Europe, where the beheadings and the rapes and the constant assaults and killings are right there. Here, most Americans believe it can't happen here. We've grown apathetic, and that includes, and especially, the Christians here in America, or many of the Christians. So having said that, you know, if we wake up, or if we find out on Wednesday that, we're all going to be, sent to the slaughter, ultimately or eventually, you know, is that going to be enough to wake up the average American or the above average Christian? I don't know the answer to that. I just don't. I don't see, as long as there's a Starbucks on the corner and cable TV on, cable on TV, I don't see that as a real possibility at this point. But I don't know. You know,
here's where I
really
feel.
Don't.
Doug, this is, and Steve and Joe, this is where I failed, and I'm having shortcomings in my mission, is that I know in my heart there's nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide, there's nothing you can do, no one can hide you out long enough, no matter, you know, how many friends you have. If you're on the list, you're on the list, and you better hope you get a lot of help. I have not been able to communicate the urgency of the situation we find ourselves in. I mean, our very lives are at stake here. And I don't mean people in the independent media. That's a foregone conclusion. I'm talking Ma Kettle, who might have gone to a Trump rally, or who visit stevequayle.com or listen to the Hagman and Hagman Report occasionally. You're on the list, too. Gentlemen?
Steve?
Well, Yeah, let me answer that, Doug. I'll turn right over to you. And I'm trying to hog the interview, Dave, so please, you know. The point being is that I've always said that. I'm, again, the one that came up with the red list, the blue list, and the green list. It's green. It's not red, yellow. It was red, blue, and green. The man who gave me that lost his life. He also said this. You'll know. You're right at the end. Right at the end. The end game being implemented when you have militant lesbians in the highest positions of law enforcement and in the highest positions of the cabinets, okay? Cabinet positions. Now we've got a militancy that's coming on board that is so incredibly evil. I don't think people can stand. And I want to go back to what I said, okay? People who are in apartments saying, what should I do? Pray. Ask God to hide you in the secret place. This isn't all doom and gloom. It's calling God's people back to God's provision, protection, God's ability to provide, God's ability to cover. And look, Dave, here's the thing. I know this. You know, I mean, over the years I've been on talk radio, and you're learning it. I mean, you're experiencing it because you started out with a caveat you might be messed with. I mean, Hawk is taken off the air all the time. Doug, you and I did shows before that we were always being messed with. So the point is that our message must be important. But look, only those with ears, and this is maybe will help you, Dave, and it'll help Doug, and I guess I'm preaching to myself here. Only those with ears are going to hear. Only with those eyes to see are going to see. If anybody's got a pet female dog, I'll put it in those terms, that is a derogatory name, you know, if anybody's going to basically just level everything, that this is all God's fight, I don't think we understand as Christians the authority we have. No, I won't even say that. I know we don't. I know we don't realize the supernatural nature of the battle, but there comes a point when it's not any longer supernatural. It's basically the real thing. So God is the one that will give us a victory. And Dave, can I say something? After 25 years on talk radio, talking about everything that's out there, you know, in one form or another, that we are no longer approaching the days. We are here now, and it doesn't get better from here on out. I would say this, those of you who maybe have, this is maybe a suggestion to certain people, those of you that have the ability to maybe take a week vacation someplace, whether it's, you know, to your grandmother's house, to your sister's house, those of you who have no ability to stay within the cities or to live within the cities when this comes down, let me share. The plan has always been to generate the most massive amount of chaos in the shortest time and come in. The very people that are coming in, generating the mess to clean up the mess, and everything will people do, anything for food after 2 days. Go ahead, Doug.
No, go ahead, Dave. Joe.
Joe, go ahead. Let's get your input on that.
You know, I was just listening to Steve Quill there, Dave. I don't even remember what you asked.
I got lost in the moment myself. But, okay, well, you're basically talking about are the reactions to the two sources that I rely on a lot, and their handling of my question about is it time for intervention, they were both evasive in different
ways.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I remember. Yes, I don't... I agree with my dad on this. The American people seem to be, they're comfortable. And until somebody breaks that, you know, comfortable cycle, until they are put in a hostile environment, even in their own environment, if, you know, imagine an EMP or the food not being delivered to the grocery stores, I don't believe that they're going to rise up and unite in any capacity that's significant with the way the divide is in this country along spiritual lines, political lines, and so many others, if you just start from there. And I don't believe the military would intervene either. I believe that a lot of the, you know, there are many good people in the military, and I'm sure that is less of a true statement the very, you know, the more high you get in the military, but there are good people in there. You know, at the same time, you got to ask, where have they been in other, you know, pivotal points in our history that, you know, look at domestic issues, and have we even seen something to this magnitude happen yet? If we'll say there was a contested election or, you know, there's some other pressing legal matter, or even a terrorist attack that impedes people from being able to vote in the next 2 days in a major way. I don't know. I just don't see the people or the military engaging in a way that would change anything, or even trying to listen to the people.
And Dave, that brings up a really important point. I think, Steve, too, I think both of you have been watching for the possibility of some sort of terrorist attack and or false flag event in Northeast Virginia, wherever, Maryland, D.C. even, perhaps, New York. Don't forget 9/11, 2001 was an election day itself. So, I mean, you know, I'm wondering here at this point, are we going to see something that's going to be so massive, in addition to the obvious, that will in fact perhaps be a cause or at least an excuse to postpone the elections, or don't you think that'll be necessary?
No, there's confirmation for what you're saying. There were headlines today and yesterday that I read where ISIS was announcing they were going to kill as many as Americans possible on Election Day. And it was nonspecific as to how they were going to do it. But yeah, I think you're right on the money. 9/11 events on Election Day. Personally, if I were to take a vote, I would say it's going to happen tomorrow. And let me tell you, I'll give you a caveat. It's going to happen tomorrow to stop the election if the other side, the evil side, doesn't think they can commit enough voter fraud to unseat Trump. That's when I think we'll see the suspension of the election because of the Russians did something to us or the ISIS did something to us. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that Putin's anticipating that. Excuse me, I don't know who I'm over talking. I don't mean to. I think President Putin is anticipating that because, look, how plain can it get? You see, this is astonishing to me, too. Anybody wants to chime in? We're talking about nuclear war. We're talking about Satan 2 missiles. We're talking about submarines completely to the degree that the United States has encircled Russia. You know, you've seen the joke map. Of course, Russia's got all, you know, we got all these NATO bases. What do these people want? Can I make this clear? May I say it, Dave? And if I can't say it clear than this, then I should shut up forever. The whole point is to provoke World War III, to bring about the prophetic fulfillment of Muslim prophecy and the presentation to the world of the Imam Mahdi. It can only happen according to their prophecies after a global conflagration. Do you really think President, you know, the entity in the slaughterhouse, wants to stop World War III? Do you really believe it? I don't. So the point that I'm trying to make is simply this. This is not kids' game. This is not what the Bravo Sierra, London Daily Mail, or the dipsticks, I was going to say something else, the dipsticks on network news are all paid off by the Clinton Foundation, are saying, well, this is just, we have these exercises. We have never had exercises like this in the entire history of the Cold War. This is not an exercise in any way, shape, or form. It is not an exercise. Hillary Clinton gets to be president. She's already said, take them out. Isn't it amazing that the video game generation is so excited to press the button, but they don't get it? Their ability to play their video games anymore or play with each other is going to be grossly interrupted by nuclear war. Nuclear war is really a bad day. Go ahead, Doug.
They're going to be playing their video games in the dark, of course, because of the fallout. Of course, I jest. But no, I think you're right, and I think the entire, you know, the more I see of this, the more I want to take a look at the larger picture. You take a few steps back, and everything begins to make sense, whether it's Benghazi or whether it's the emails or whether, you know, I mean, just name a scandal or not even a scandal, name a crime or name an incident, a pivotal moment in history, and we see how we're all being gamed and being pushed into this this final arena, this arena where the final battle will take place under the conditions that are stated in the Holy Bible. So, having said all of that, you know, I think right now, aside from the fatigue, and I use that term intentionally, the fatigue of the average person who is paying attention. And that includes a lot of people our age, Steve and Dave, I think, you know, at this level, it's just so immense. We just want to get it over with, but at the expense of not really understanding or comprehending the severity and just how much, how the, you know, the meaning of what all of this is. So I would urge everyone
Go ahead, Dave. I want to answer that after you do.
No, please go ahead, Steve.
Well, here's the deal. You know, when God warns people for decades, if you think about it, no matter who uses, it's the message that's important, not the messenger. The message has always been the same. You know, repent, believe, and receive. The receiving is eternal life. The receiving is the presence of God in your life. The receiving is the power of God in your life. And for those of you who are saying, look, I'm an invalid, I'm a quadriplegic, you know, I have very little money, what am I going to do? My answer is this. If you're listening to this radio program, you're doing what you can do. It now becomes the not only problem, but the honor of the living God to make righteous and true his word. King David said this, I have been young and now I'm old, but I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You're in that category if you know Jesus Christ. I don't know how God does what he does, and I don't really need to know. Number one, he'd blow my mind, but number two, all my heart does is basically, I'm sharing this with everybody, the answer to your fears, your anxieties, my fears, is to begin to praise God for his great deliverance, because when Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, was going to be slaughtered by an enemy and an army so much greater than he is, God said, stand fast and watch the salvation of the Lord. And Jehoshaphat knew something. He knew something about spiritual warfare that very few Christians, I think, worldwide know. It's not the pleading with God, it's the praising to God for his victory, because when you start to praise God for his victory, you're no longer looking on who you are, but who he is, and God says, I'm going to act. Why? Is God on an ego trip? No, because you're exhibiting faith that God is going to do what his word declares. The Lord basically says he's jealous over his word to perform it. Now, saying all that, look, everybody has got to decide what their plan is going to be. I got a cool email, and I love these kind of emails, so thank you for the person that sent it, and obviously I won't use any names for the obvious. She said, Steve, some of us know, husband, 82nd Airborne Vet, has a gear out and ready, not just have it. It's out and an arm's reach away, and I can't give his name, but bless your husband, Kay, bless your husband, bless you, and to those of you who don't get it. These are brave men and women who have fought for the freedom. And I wonder this. I wonder, isn't it amazing? And I know there are some amazing generals out there and admirals who have spoken their mind and heart. But again, remember, everybody, we prayed that God is going to touch lives tonight. That the people who can do what only God can do, if God can find anybody he can use, then we just have prayed. And if God can't, then God's angels, which the Bible declares. Now, look, I'm going to share something. Somebody said, you know, and they mocked the God I believe in. They mocked Jesus, you know. No, and one said this. I'm sorry, but this is an exact word. Some nameless guy in the sky isn't going to save your wicked-ass quail. Well, again, my statement of that is, you know, I don't pray to a nameless God. I don't pray to a nameless enemy. And it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. So I have seen the hand of the Lord move, and that's what we're talking about tonight. So can I say something? I believe in total readiness, preparedness, and I believe those of you who know it, get it. If you want to take a vacation for the next week, you have a vacation spot, you know, you probably add in others, you probably want to go there. starting tomorrow. Because, again, you want to be where everyone else isn't. That's the survival rule number one. Number two, you're going to need food, and you better get it as fast as you can. If you can't, you know, order, you can only afford, let's say, $20 worth of food, then find, you know, chunky cans of beef stew or something. Get what you can get, and then make out a menu planner. Look, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is real. And when the power goes out, so do your options. So do your options. So everybody who is thinking of going on a vacation, do it now. If your vacation can go to a relative, and for those of you who can't, then my prayers, you've heard me pray for you, and I take this stuff seriously. I don't want anybody to perish by the edge of a sword who's ever listened to me, who's ever listened to Doc, excuse me, who's ever listened to Dave. I want God to deliver you, because there is a greater glory. Not that you go to glory early, but that he delivers you in the midst of your enemies and provides a banquet table for you in the midst of your enemies. We're listen, Dave, this thing, excuse me, I got the hiccups. This thing is full on now. This is, what do you call it in basketball, a full court press? I guess,
yeah,
is that
that's
a basketball term?
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, well, we're on full court press, and that's about the only second word I know about sports. But the thing is that that's where we're at. You can write another 100 articles, and if God gives you the time, praise God. Doug, you can do another 100 shows. If I can post another 100 articles, if God gives us the time, God gives us the time. But there comes a point where everybody has got to put their feet to their faith and their faith to their feet, those who can. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody that knows what's going on, and you've got an extra $100, and you know the vet down the road's being jerked around, or $200 or $1,000, you know, then help the guy out, you know? Help the person out. Because listen, God's still watching, and there are recording angels, and every one of those deeds is recorded, as well as every one of those people that will go in thinking, thank you, Jesus, that Hillary's going to be our next president. Oh, thank you. I got news for you. You may find out that you will give account for that when you stand before the living God. And I can tell you, I know what the judgment seat of Christ looks like. God gave me a personal inspection of it, and you tremble in fear when you know that everything you've ever said, oh boy, everything you've ever done, both good and bad, is right there. And God doesn't go through his notepad or sticky notes. He instantly knows, and everything that has been done for him is gold, precious stones, and everything else gets burned up. So, ladies and gentlemen, God's serious. We can change the course of history if we'll allow God to change the course of our lives. Go ahead, Doug. Yeah, you know, Dave. I'm sorry,
Dave.
That's very well said, because right now we need the power that moves mountains, not the fingers that pull triggers. And that's why I'm telling people, you are deluded. I had a guy send me an email today. Anything in a blue helmet is a fair target. Well, I don't disagree with that sentiment. I understand the anger. But I also know that within the hour, you'd be dead. And we need to turn to spiritual means to solve these problems. Any ideas about trigger events, gentlemen? And I'll throw that out to all three of you. I want to hear from all three of you on this point. Trigger events that are going to put us into crisis immediately.
Well, you got a number of things that could happen. Just from a few guests that have been on our show over the last few weeks, you know, there's speculation just pertaining to the election that, you know, Steve said it earlier, if Hillary Clinton gets in, there's going to be civil unrest. If Hillary Clinton gets in, there's going to be a war with Russia. And then on the other side, you have people saying if Donald Trump gets in, there's going to be instant war. I think that's more just of a Clinton talking point. But you can have trigger events. Like if Trump becomes the president-elect in the time Obama still is in office, you have until January 20th, which is a number of days. And people say that, especially economists have said that you could see a stock market crash on Donald Trump's watch if he's elected. It would be a good opportune time for the people in charge to reset the market or bring it back down for a correction or even worse, and that the market has never recovered what the media says. And that's just one scenario that's very plausible in the short future here.
You know, I think whoever is selected, this is just my viewpoint, whoever is selected on Tuesday or whenever it's decided is going to be the individual to oversee the takedown of the U.S. dollar as the petrodollar, which, by the way, shameless plug for Steve Quayle's precious metals business, because, you know, I do believe we do have our responsibility not only to take care of ourselves and our families and our fellow brethren Christians. I think it's important for us to be prepared for things like the economic crash. It's not a question of if, but when, and I suspect it'll be on this person's watch. But and having said that, I would only trust there's only really one person I trust with that, and that's Steve Quayle. Same with all of the preps. You know, we have to get preps in line, but the trigger events are so many, so vast, and I really think that the globalists out there who are running things and pulling the strings, I think that they see so many. There are numerous opportunities to create chaos, and that's ultimately, that is, I believe, their goal is to create such chaos. They want to burn everything down, baby. I mean, regardless, they want to burn it down. And the only way that they can institute their system of governance, or their one world globalist system, is to burn everything down. I did read something, and I do believe it to be true, that there's a document floating out there that one of Clinton's first things that she would do is to simply abolish the North American borders. And I do see that taking place. And that would cause, my goodness, it would cause a horrendous number of things. The other thing I think is worth to mention is this could come down to a series of votes that would involve the illegals in this country. Obama was, I don't know whether you caught this, I think it was on Cavuto or a similar program, where Obama had come out and in an interview with a minority radio or television station, said, you know what, all you people in this country illegally, and I'm paraphrasing now, go ahead, go to the polls, vote. We're not going to take down your name and address. Your vote does count, even though you're in this country illegally. Any one of these things could be trigger points, but the bigger picture, and I'm a bigger picture person, is the ultimate goal of these satanic Luciferians, and I think we saw. Anyone, Steve, I'm going to bounce this to you, because you had mentioned this before. I thought Alex Jones did a great job in parsing the emails, Russ Dizdar as well, parsing the emails with respect to the satanic aspect of this. I'm surprised. Steve, are you surprised, if I could take over your show for a second, Dave, are you surprised that the satanic aspect of the emails has not been front and center more than it should be, more than it has?
Right, and I'm troubled by it, and here's why I'm troubled. I know Steve Pachinik. He lives in Bozeman, or did live in Bozeman. I would say we were friends. We'd talk about foreign policy. We'd talk about all the different things, you know. We both were in Montana at the time. There was a rocket launch that took out something over Montana. He was in his pond. I know him well. I know the things he shared with me, and I know, too, that when his former partner, Tom Clancy, was murdered, there wasn't much being said. I think that, and unless you understand Pachinik's capabilities and what he has done, I saw, after really listening to it and him giving Obama a pass and praising some of the most horrific people in the world, I thought that whole thing was a psyop in a way to maybe try and get everybody to simmer down. Because again, I can tell you this, he is one of the brightest men I have ever met, and he's considered that. And when he says he knows this leader, that leader, he does know them, okay? And so what I'm saying is this: there is a psychological, I can't say the word, a series of psychological operations going on. I can only put it in this context. Double-crossers are double-crossing the double-crossers, okay? So what is that? 2 times 2 is 4, times 2 is 8. So there's an octuplet, there you go, an octuplet crossing going on where everybody is double-crossing everybody. Given the light of the last 24 hours and New York PD not coming forth and the exoneration from Comey, the people who he knows are the movers and shakers, okay? Henry Kissinger is one of the most evil men on the planet, the period. And by the way, Kissinger's name equals 666. And isn't it funny that the word sin is in the middle of his name? So when I see even guys that are my friends or former friends or peripheral friends saying that, you know, George Bush is a good guy, I've referred to my friend, Maverick. Those of you in the intelligence community remember him. Obviously, Mr. Plastic Surgery, Mr. Man, I'm saying Mr. Man, that's not his name, but like as a male. And when he said that of all the people he knew, and let me share this, Doug, he was on the submarine with another guy I met when they went to under the North Pole when George Bush Sr. clued Gorbachev in on all the aliens and flying saucers. He was one of the two people from the intelligence community, and Russian intelligence was there with him, okay? People can believe that if they want. I don't care. The bottom line is that he said that the Bushes were the most evil people he knew in the world. And he said, Steve, I know the evil purple people. I've worked with some of them. So now you have the voting for Hillary crowd. And remember, everybody, Dave, I think you even maybe wrote about it or talked about it, when George Bush Sr., the guy in the wheelchair, when he saw Donald Trump, he drew his finger across his throat, like basically giving him a signal to go and kill him. Or what else could you make of that? And then you've got younger Bush, you know, the president, being friends with Hillary, and the whole... See, here's the thing. The crime cartel rules the country. What Donald Trump is saying is true. And if God uses Donald Trump for nothing more than being a prosecuting attorney, and I was asked by this tonight again, and I will make it clear. I got a phone call from someone who's got a message that God gave, and I'm telling you, a real message. And the deal is, he said, I want to know word for word what God said to you when you gave that 5-6 years ago. I said, here is the word. And I put people in remembrance of this because I can't tell the timing, but maybe people get a feel that it's closer. No one else ever said it this way. No one else even brought it up. And at the point, there was no Chinese and Russian threat. Sure, there was antagonism and angst, but this didn't exist. I said, before God allows China and Russia to nuke the United States, God's going to reveal the sins of its leaders to its people and the people's sins before a holy God. Ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is watch Drudge to see the people's sins. I mean, it's front and center. All you got to do is see, a million WikiLeaks? I'm just trying to be funny there. Somebody said they appreciate my attempt at humor. The bottom line is that you see almost a million WikiLeaks, and what's it all pointing to? Corruption, crime, perversion. And ladies and gentlemen, does it bother you? Does it bother you that your former, or if Hillary gets in as a presidency, and when people claim she is the cog, that's what Julian Assange said, of the global New World Order, and a practicing Satanist, and a person who has a chief of staff, Podesta is almost, if you will, it's like Satan's personal ambassador, and again, I don't think people get it. When they're talking about feasting on human flesh, these are ghouls, G-H-O-U-L-S. These are monsters. These are are demon-possessed, and I don't even believe that they're demons. I believe some of these entities, and the Bible says Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light. I believe we're dealing with fallen angels. I believe we're dealing with demons, and you can't look at this. Here's the thing. This is what you see Alex Jones. God bless him, and Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you watch over Alex, that you watch over Joe Biggs, that you watch over all of them. David Knight, Lord, every single person associated with InfoWars, Nico, Lord, every one of them, and I pray you deliver them. Have them at the right place at the right time. And for all of you that have been bashing Alex for all these years, go watch the video where he breaks down, confesses his faith in Jesus Christ, and weeps and makes it clear. Hey, those of you that wrote him off a decade ago or a week ago, God's doing something. And I bless him, and I ask God's intervention over him. And for the record, Alex is the only talk show host when we were facing an immediate shutdown over the Ebola scare years ago that let me come on and pray. And the Lord gave me a word on that show, and it came to pass. Watch what I will do. Within 24 hours, all the talk of martial law, all the talk of mandatory vaccination, it all disappeared. And only God, only the King of Heaven can do that. And so thank you, Dave, for letting me pray tonight on your show. Because, look, I saw it with my own eyes. Some of you that will remember that, it really took place. And God arose, and his enemies were scattered. The problem is, that was then, and now we are here. God will always fight for his people if they will simply believe him for it. Because, you know, I tell people, well, I don't believe, they say this to me, Doug, Dave, Joe, I don't believe God heals people. Well, be it unto you according to your faith. Another one will say, I believe God for my healing, and he healed me. And I said, it was unto you according to your faith. I don't believe God will deliver anybody. Well, probably not you. But then there's the people that are saying, I'm going to fight this thing till my last breath. And if God delivers me, so be it, but I'm not going down without a fight. Now, that's the kind of men we need. We need men with cojones. And I even told Gary Haven, I don't care at this point. You really think I care about somebody saying, you have a potty mouth? I said, I coined a new term for Gary Haven. I said, man, you got titanium Texas testicles. That's a mouthful. There's some alliteration. Or Texas-sized titanium testicles. Because he looked straight in the mirror, in the camera lens, and said what he felt about Hillary Clinton, okay? And at least he had the cojones and the seeing firsthand the rape of Haiti. Okay, the rape of Haiti, and he damned Hillary to her face. Now, I got news for you. That would probably be upsetting to many politically correct Christians. I said to Gary, thank you, brother. Thank you. And you know why Donald Trump is hated? He's hated because he's telling the truth. And in a kingdom of lies, there's nothing more dangerous than someone who tells the truth.
I couldn't agree with you more. I interviewed Gary a couple of times right after he got there, and he called Hillary out on my broadcast as well, and I've prayed for his protection because she has a trail of bodies longer than we can count. And I just want to, if you're new to what we're talking about, let me tie this together very quickly as we go into the break. Gary Haven has spent millions of dollars of his own money using his own three planes to save 1.4 million people in Haiti that are cut off from supplies, stranded, don't have food, bad drinking water. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton absconded to the Clinton Foundation with $2 billion. $2 billion. And interestingly, I've heard they've invested some of that money in their hideaway should things have gone south for her legally, of course. Little chance of that happening. And gentlemen, let me comment on one thing that kind of keeps appearing tonight. I knew there would be no justice for Clinton. I knew it from the moment it was announced. She now has the moral high ground to defend herself against charges of election fraud because she's been found not guilty once, but twice. But, you know, when you look at HSBC scandal that I've written about, and I know you guys are familiar with that, Loretta Lynch would go down if Clinton goes down. Comey will go down if she goes down. Obama will go down, and so will Podesta and a whole bunch of underlings. That's why I knew nothing would happen to this fourth-degree coven witch. Well, that's concludes hour number two. And I have a feeling we're just getting started. I think the fireworks are really going to start after the break. We'll be back after a word from these sponsors.